This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
Sure, absolutely no problem. You know, just consider me working for Free Schneidman. Who's that guy sound like again? The bald guy who's married to the, I keep forgetting his name. He's the Democrat. He's married to the Republican woman. Sounds just like him. That may be because a bald guy actually did that voice. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. 2 weeks in a row, I got a parking spot right out front, which was helpful because I wasn't on Vince Lombardi time. Do you know Vince Lombardi time? If you're not 15 minutes early, you're 15 minutes late, because you always have to allow for something. Last week, I was making all the green lights. I went to make a left on the street coming up here, and there was bumper-to-bumper traffic. It looked like an accident, some road work. So I had to, you know, swing around, go around another block, and but made it on time both times, but by the skin of my teeth. We have a great guest today, returning periodically. He comes in periodically, which he actually prints in a periodical, so it's very apropos. Dan Walters, syndicated newspaper columnist, been in the paper business for 50 years, and he's going to comment a little bit about Santa Barbara Redevelopment Agency, money, what we're doing, the homeless, what are other states doing, what Governor Brown's doing. It's very, very impactful. We'll start off the program. He'll be joining me in the second segment, maybe second and third segment, or maybe one long second segment. Anything goes. You never know what will happen on Radio Real Estate. I'm going to start off with a few tips for you. We discussed it before, but I just read it again in print. Remember, when you buy a house and you have loan points, and a point is just a percentage. It refers to 1%. A point is 1%. So if you're paying a point or a half a point or 1.5 points, it's 1%, 0.5%, 1.5%. When you buy your house, your initial purchase, purchase money loan, you can write off and deduct the points in the same year you paid them. However, you lose your voice in addition to writing off your points. When you refinance your house, okay, you cannot write them off within that 1 year, but over the life of the loan. So, you know, if you're paying $5,000 in points and you get a 30-year loan on a refi, although a lot of people who refi try to just do it without any points because you don't know when you're going to refi again. You don't know how long you're going to be there. Depends. At least I have a couple of people, that's their perspective. So you get to write it off of the life of the loan on the refinance, which could be very minimal per year. The good news is, though, is that if you refinance again, same rule applies, but you can go back to the prior refinance, and whatever you didn't write off over those 30 years, you might have just done it, you might have had it for 3 years or 4 years, you get to write off the points in that year from the prior refinance. And I was so excited that I knew that, and then until I realized when I looked into my prior refinance, I didn't pay any points, so that didn't do me any good. Also, I received an email from a client who was reading in the papers nationally about, will the mortgage interest deduction go away? Very concerned about it, what it would do to the value of his house when he would sell it, how it would impact everybody. And it does seem to come up now and again. And, of course, most people oppose it. And it'll be, I don't see any reason, I don't see it happening from what I've read. I don't see any reason why it will happen. But, and it would be, in my opinion, pretty catastrophic. Now, you can write off, you can cough and clear your throat first. You could write off your mortgage interest deduction, your interest on the mortgage interest for your primary residence. Not if you own a triplex and you rent it all out. On your primary residence and a second home. You can write off the interest on your second home. What's the caveat? The caveat is the combined total of your loans, if it's primary and second home, can't exceed $1 million. That's pretty much their limit. I'm not certain what happens if you go over a million. I think, check with your accountant and all that, but as far as I know, anything over a million on interest, you don't write off. You don't get to write it off. So you can write off the second mortgage as long as they both don't total more than $1 million. The second mortgage is not limited to houses. If you have a second apparatus, something that has cooking, sleeping, and restroom facilities, if that's your second home per se, you can write off the mortgage on that. And that means an RV or a boat, as long as it has cooking, sleeping, and restroom facilities. What wouldn't be included is a State Street bench. You can't live there and write off the interest on trying to buy a State Street bench, which is going to be another topic we're going to talk to Dan Walters about in the next segment. The State Street benches and this area in front of the library, which unbeknownst to me, it seems like street people and panhandling is one of the motivating factors to restructure the front of the library to the tune of big, big dollars. And part of that is also redevelopment agency money. Put it in there in case redevelopment agency goes away. Anyway, kind of interesting. If you have a second home, you can actually rent it out for short periods of time. And there's some rules about that. And again, I told you, if you have an investment income, you can't write off the mortgage interest, what you pay on something you rent out. But if it's a second home, you can. And if you rent it out, but you spend at least 14 days per year there, or more than 10% of the number of days you rent it out. So if you, if you rent it out for 60 days, you have to spend 10% more than 60 days occupying it as your secondary home. And then you can write it off. So little tips there to help you look at the mortgage interest deduction. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I do want to give a little comment here on the solds for the week ending February 18th, 2011, the fourth segment of the program, the last 6 minutes of the hour, will be our weekly multiple listing sales update. But finally, clicking and seeing 21 solds for the week, I was very happy. We've had for the first 6 weeks, we're now on week seven of 2011, we didn't have a high number of closings, although the number of pendings was hopeful and good. Anyway, the median price, and we'll go over this detail in the fourth segment, median price was $895. It was one away from a million on the 21 sales. The average price, $1.2. So those numbers together, clustered together, means that it was a good homogenous mix. But we actually had some real low ones that I wanted to just bring up and point out. A house on Robin Street, the west side, $245,000. Again, if you see that, it sold for $245,000. It was just land value. And then there was something in Carp on Fifth Street, $335,000, a bank-owned property. That was also unbelievably poor condition. That sold immediately. And another one at East Haley, $350,000. So look at that, three under $300,000. All in all, we had six of the 21 closings under $600,000. Three being under $400,000. So then we had two in the $600,000 range, one in the $700,000 range, two in the $800,000 range. So then you had 10 above $1 million, and seven above $1.3 million, and seven on 21, 33%, one third over $1.3 million. So pretty consistent again with the last 2 years, where a third of the listings, single family homes, sold for over $1.150 million. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428. 452-CHAT is the phone number. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll get Dan Walters on the phone from the syndicated columnist based out of the Sacramento Bee, and he appears three, four times a week sometimes or more in the Santa Barbara News Press. He is the man to comment on California, the budget, real estate. He is an amazing source of information, and he'll be here. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.